Hello, you're stuck in traffic with Wolf Gordon, a couple minute riff on IT and IT security. Today, looking at file level encryption for these online file shares. You may have seen Docs, right? Microsoft's OneDrive, Office 365, SharePoint, call it what you will, Microsoft's file sharing service for the consumer. Now, people post their files up there. They don't necessarily give people permission to see them, and then they send the link off to other people, think sort of like Google Docs. But if you remember SharePoint, especially in the old days, when you could search it and you would find files and it would give you like the preview, even if you didn't have rights to it, same way Docs work. So over the weekend, this past weekend, someone realized that and they started Googling around and finding social security numbers, court papers, Excel files with spreadsheets, and there it was, the first preview pane detailing what was in the document. So tip to you, encrypt your files if you don't want people to see them. Now, this is easy to say, but it of course has some complications. One is, up until relatively recently, encrypting your files at the enterprise level wasn't necessarily easy, right? You had to install special apps, and you had to maintain keys, and you had to exchange those keys, and there's key rings and key parties and everything else. Not exactly easy. Two, once it's encrypted, that does mean, of course, that certain functionality goes away. So, for example, in this case, if you had encrypted file in Docs, you couldn't search it. If you had encrypted file on something like Box.net, you couldn't use the online collaboration features, right? If you have encrypted files, of course, that means the service can't decrypt them for you for some of the very real features they offer. I'll give you two counter arguments, two solutions. One is that with a lot of the file level encryption offerings today, it's pretty seamless, pretty automated, especially at the enterprise layer. So think something like PKware, where it's simply a folder you drag your files into. And if that folder is also replicating up to Box.net, Dropbox, OneDrive, what have you, that encrypted file goes with it, right? So the encryption stays with the file. And then all the key management is handled in the back end. So there are technology solutions that have made this easier, a lot easier than when I was kids walking uphill both ways to school. The second thing is, you know, whenever you have the inflection point of a new project, you oftentimes have the ability to bake in security controls. You don't already have users on there using the search preview feature to know that they're going to lose it, right? So the other thing is taking advantage of these moves to online storage to get ahead of it a little bit, even though this is already 2017 and getting ahead of it may be a little bit hard to do, but get ahead of it a little bit, implement the file encryption and do it as part of the project so that it's baked in, so that it's ready for them to go. It's all about lifecycle management at that time. So in sum, if you're moving to online file shares, make sure you realize, hey, you and I know this, but make sure the rest of the business does. People can still view them. Sometimes it means search history. Sometimes it means leaking sensitive information. The solution to that, not using cloud services because that one is already come and gone, but one good solution to that is using file level encryption. That's it. What do you think? What works? What doesn't in terms of file level encryption? Have you implemented it? What do you think? Hit me up in comments on social media. I'll talk to you later.